the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. And we're live for the SummerSlam post-show here on Rant EM Radio. Double A being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
Oh, my goodness, Tony C.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. People get up.
Let's see here. How can I add Dr. Doom to this?
Him and his sour grapes. Come on, add his sour grapes.
Yeah, pretty much.
I told him. Didn't I tell him?
There we go. We'll add him that way. All right. And we'll pin him to the thing. Anyways, welcome. Once again, welcome. And it was an interesting night, man. Very interesting night.
Yep. A belt changing night, wasn't it?
A few belts. What are you talking about?
All the other belts changed hands up for what, the last three?
The last three.
Two. Yeah.
Well. I don't know. What do we say?
That they had Brock Lesnar's out of shape.
No, I don't know about that.
I mean, they had to take him to the back, man. That's old school cover up that, you know, he couldn't go.
Bullshit. They did that to show that he can come back from all that. They did the same thing at the Royal Rumble, what, 2 years ago? No, yeah, 2 years, 2015 Royal Rumble.
Braun should have won that damn match. He put in all the damn work.
Yeah, throwing stuff all over the damn place. That's work.
When he hit Boobin with that chair, I was done, man.
Yeah, he threw that chair like he was mad, like, bitch. And Boobin can't even pick up the stairs right. Strowman had to, like, brace himself. Like, then he botched the clothesline. I see why he got his ass whooped.
That's why he had to do the deeds.
And this is my question. It only took one F5 tonight, but WrestleMania, what, 31? Or WrestleMania 31?
Yeah.
He kicked out about two of them. Yeah, he took about three F5s.
But that was after an ass whooping from everybody.
I guess his power's gone now.
Yeah. He ain't
super booming no more.
Yeah, he ain't super booming.
But you know, sorry.
With that, we also bring on Surfer.
That was a lousy match, but a great brawl.
Well, technically sound, right. Yes, it was a lousy
match. It wasn't technical sound.
I'm saying, like, the brawl itself was great to watch.
It was not a Flair Steamboat classic, that's for sure.
Damn right.
I mean, it was all over the place, but like I said, it hid the fact. I think Brock Lesnar ain't in shape, man. He might have looked it a little bit better, but he did, what, four or five suplexes?
And all those guys outside of maybe Joe can't do, a couple of wrestling moves in a row.
Nah, I think Braun Strowman can.
That's not his. That's not
pissed off because Brock won. I told you.
Oh, I'm not pissed. I mean,
no, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about Doom. I don't know why. I told him.
Damn that! I swore Brock was gonna win. I ain't got no sour grapes.
You said you swore. You said he was gonna lose. You said Brock.
He did. It was close. I thought them taking him out into the back was a way to
So you thought he was coming back, huh?
Nah, I didn't think he was going to come back.
So let me ask you this. Did you think Roman Reigns was going to come back at the this year's Royal Rumble? I mean, last year when they took him out?
They should have took him out and got a damn stretcher, a straitjacket. That's what they should have did. But
everybody knows in WWEF, when somebody leave, wrestling period, when somebody leave on a stretcher, they coming back. if it's the main event, or if it's the start of the night, somebody get attacked in the locker room.
Unless that X goes up.
You said unless they what?
X goes up.
Yeah. Yeah, man. If you ain't think he's coming back, I got some oceanfront property to sell you in Egypt.
You knew he was come back.
Yeah, they Surfer. You remember they did the same thing with him, Cena and Seth Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, he stayed outside the ring for.
Well, most they ain't, yeah. And now then, that one, yeah, he did. He was tired. He played
outside on the floor, and then he came in and cleaned up at the end.
But the referees came out and checked him and all that. Paul Heyman on the ground screaming, "Get it off him! Get it off him!"
That was great. Paul Heyman, like,
that's Paul.
Was he doing that tonight?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Get it off him. Stop it.
He was begging Braun to stop. I love Paul.
That he does, but that.
Everybody else. You heard they can't put that belt on Roman Reigns no more. His reaction is unless they turn him heel.
Yeah, man, because everybody else got cheated.
him
screaming is just
on his knees. He was on his knees though. No, he was like, "Stop it, please! I'm begging you."
I mean, that's his baby, so.
I mean, at least Brock ain't get assaulted like Roman, you know, by Braun Strowman. At least he might not do no jail time behind that. His ass wasn't even supposed to be in his match. Him and Roman Reigns supposed to be in jail.
The best part was that with that spear was trying to hit Joe Wolf, and Joe sidestepped.
That was good. There was a lot of good spots.
Yeah.
Brock tried to hit him with a barricade, and Strowman knocked it out of the damn hand.
I think the way Braun was manhandling everybody, the way he threw the ring steps into the ring like a sack of laundry.
I think Braun's stock is probably went up with Vince because he's probably starting to see a reaction. You know what I mean?
Of course, And notice, it was Roman that took the fall. Nobody else took the fall.
Yeah.
It wasn't Strowman.
He's going to get it in 6 months at WrestleMania.
No, he's going to go. Now he's going to be a part of the Shield.
I think they might have changed their mind on that. If Brock's going to keep the belt, with Roman taking the pin
Roman
tonight,
brought me up.
They might be saving Roman and Braun for WrestleMania.
Brock and Braun.
Yep.
Well, I would rather see that than see another Roman.
What you call him?
Let us not take away that the real world champ defeated Shinsuke Nakamura.
But there was shenanigans.
But he's still the real world's champ. Because you already know the IWC is going. I can't wait to the reaction videos.
Vince must not be happy with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, because that was a wasted win over John Cena. You don't usually beat John Cena and go for nothing. So, really pissed at Baron Corbin.
Oh yeah,
he didn't have a bad 5 days. God damn!
Did you hear the crowd laugh when he took his shirt off?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were like, "What the hell?"
The crowd was great because the first with that match, they were chanting, "Where's your briefcase?" Yeah, the crowd in Brooklyn was on point, and then during the Jinder Mahal match, you know, 3MB.
They ain't let them forget that. Oh, I want to take it to screw Roman though. I every time he went for the ooh-rah, I thought I was gonna hear dong.
Or the lights come out. You know,
Exactly. I was waiting on that, but I was like, damn. Oh man. Yeah, damn, Bret Hart Nice won the title, huh? 6 years later.
So let's go over the matches that. So John Cena defeated Baron Corbin. Natalya
in the curtain jerker match.
In the curtain jerker match.
John Cena out there like a cruiserweight.
I thought that, you know,
wrestling Neil Dandy.
For all we know, John Cena could be back at the hotel already. You know,
he was already gone
eating fillet mignon. You know,
John Cena night over at what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah, he at the club right now.
7, even earlier. He started at 7.
Before 7:30.
Yeah, he was showered and everything.
I did like a damn curtain jerker cruiserweight, man. And
you know he was not putting Baron Corbin over.
So if I'm working this, you know, the last time he worked that early was when
it was the U.S. champion at Del Rio, beat him for the U.S. title.
Yeah, no, SummerSlam.
What's happening the same night as the wrestling? They wanted to get him out the way before something else came on TV that was going to take away eyeballs. It was a championship, some kind of championship.
That was the U.S. title match.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying
that was the U.S. title match. That was during the World Series.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then everything that down. Cena kicked out of everything.
Yeah.
And it was one damn super kick that took him out.
And he was going to shoot a movie.
And a TV show.
Yeah, he was getting ready to get the hell on anyway.
Well, he couldn't lose going over to Raw, so.
Oh yeah, him and Samoa Joe finna get this thing popping.
But he announced his free agency, and he hasn't gone to Raw yet. So
he'll be on the pause.
He's going to Raw now.
Oh, we'll see. We'll find out.
He's gonna be at No Mercy. He advertised for No Mercy too.
They got all the NXT in the Mae Young Classic. That was part of the Dowhouse.
He taking all the
TNA, belt. Yeah. There's a lot of TNA chicks that are in this.
Yeah, he got to get his hold of a TNA World Champion. So Samoa Joe, he gonna try to.
Oh yeah, he finna sign some Dixie Carter. Yep. They gonna take one attitude adjustment to beat Samoa Joe. Watch, just like he did Baron Corbin. Boom.
Nah, that was just pitiful, Baron Corbin. I was like,
John Cena doing a curtain jerker match. Okay, I see you, John. Moving on down the card.
You know they're probably going out of Gorilla. You know he ain't going over, right?
then Natalya defeated Naomi to win the.
That was just wrong because. I kind of knew that it was going to happen when she started saying she made the belt a toy or something.
Actually, you know what? I thought the match was good, and I thought it was good that Natalya went over.
We ain't seen a Bret Hart victory at SummerSlam with a sharpshooter in a long time, huh?
Here you go.
A while. It's been maybe 20 years.
Don't worry. The screwdriver's coming to... Screwdriver's coming today.
She's not keeping the belt for long.
It's coming to SummerSlam. That's when the screwdriver coming.
And Double A, he didn't even win with the sharpshooter 20 years ago.
No, he won with the sharpshooter. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, it was spit to the face.
No, he won with the loogie. Yo boy, the only one winning with loogie.
Hey,
with a loogie. I was watching that the other day.
Oh, man. Then the next match, which was absolutely silly. Big Cass against the Big Show, and Big Cass won.
No lie, man.
That whole thing with Enzo was just ridiculous. Enzo was just ridiculous.
It was a joke.
That whole feud makes no sense. Okay, look. Enzo's there to get beat up. That's fine. So the whole time... The Big Show, he's old and he's putting people over, but he's just taking bad losses to Cass like it's nothing. He hasn't beat him once. And they keep throwing them together and keep putting in Enzo, and Enzo hasn't made a difference. What was the point of the whole shark cage if he was going to get out and still get knocked the fuck out?
Yeah.
Damn, sir.
That's how you really feel,
sir. How many damn shorts was he wearing, by the way?
I don't know. But I had to go downstairs when that happened, and I just had
And I don't know.
How do you call yourself a wrestler if you're thin enough to squeeze through a fucking cage?
Well, he just proved that he's going to 205 Live. So.
I just know that guy that's in there with Big Cass, that was never the Giant. Because the Giant would have never been getting his ass whooped like this.
Yeah.
So when he go in the Hall of Fame, the Giant need to go. Big Show don't need to go no damn well.
And after the whole thing of them hurting his hand on Monday, and he still takes a bad loss like that?
Listen, the only person I know to break the Giant hand is Kevin Nash with that damn bat. So that's the only thing that can break the Giant hand. And Double I know you remember them good old days when he's walking around with that cast on.
Yep.
And people in WCW used to use cast as weapons with no doctor's notes.
Mm-hmm.
Lex Luger.
Big Show hasn't won a match in months now, has he?
Hey, tell me this, Tony C. Did a tear come down your eye when Big Cass kicked out of the choke slam?
Hell no. I know that ain't the Giant choke slam.
I know.
That's something.
When dude used to choke slam people, they stayed down.
I mean, he choke slammed Roadblock one time.
Mm-hmm. And I love that WCW ring sound when that choke slam hit. It sounded like,
yeah, Ric Flair back hit that mat that night he won the world title.
Mm-hmm.
I know it hurt.
Then another mat.
Put stank on him a little bit.
Yeah.
Another
match that was ridiculous. Randy Orton and Rusev.
That squash match
that lasted all of 10 seconds.
I think that was meant for us to go to the bathroom and we just didn't catch the cues.
Oh, good lord.
Hey, damn. Poor Rusev. Is that true that he's supposed to be leaving?
He apparently asked for his release, so I don't know.
You better take Lana with him.
Well, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, the GW championship was waiting for him with his name on it, so.
Nope, Jim Cornette say that ain't happening no more.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Who owns that company?
Trust me.
The JEFFJA.
Gone. I'm sorry.
E-double-T.
Get off his thing. He's gone.
The chosen one. No matter of fact, the chosen one on that company.
Yeah.
The one with all the chosen out here.
Now
you chosen. Laugh ass.
The next match on the docket was Sasha Banks defeating Alexa Bliss to become the new Raw Women's Championship, or Women's Champion. Now, that was a good match, but what the hell was Sasha Banks wearing when she came out to the ring?
She was a peacock.
No, she was wearing a mama's outfit. See, I'd never seen a mama's parade before, but they have that shit every New Year's Day here in Philadelphia. Look it up, mama's. She had on mama's outfit.
Whatever.
Mama's, look up mama's parade. You see the outfits they wear in those parades?
Only mama's know is mama's family.
Madea's.
No, no.
But I swore Alexa Bliss couldn't get the crowd. She couldn't get no heat in that match.
You know, WWE, you had an opportunity to really, put on a... Listen, the pay-per-view was decent, but WWE had an opportunity to really blow it out of the water, considering that the mother of all pay-per-views is going to happen on Saturday night. So, listen, it still was a little on the weak side, but whatever. Next match.
Yeah, after that good TNA championship they had last night.
Finn Balor against...
TNA.
Finn Balor defeated Bray Wyatt.
It's the Demon King.
The Demon King, Finn Balor, defeated Bray Wyatt.
So what's Bray Wyatt going to do to top that when this feud continues?
I don't know. But
that's it, man. You know Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, he doesn't lose and give up on feuds. He come back.
Bullshit. He going to attack, let's see, who on Monday night?
No. He's going to continue.
No, he ain't.
What else are you going to do with those two right now?
He's going to pop up and attack. I'm trying to think. He's going to pop up probably try to attack Braun Strowman. That's how Bray Wyatt is booked after a few
Well, weeks. Maybe they make them attack.
But this this match, it didn't do anything for me. So it really didn't. Now, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins defeated Cesaro and Sheamus to become the Raw Tag Team Champions.
The beach ball spot killed me, man. The
beach ball spot. Now, this let me explain the beach ball spot. So, I was at WrestleMania. I've told the story. I was at WrestleMania this past year. I went to Monday Night Raw, and there had to have been 30 or 40 beach balls in the crowd. Security kept confiscating the beach balls. And I understand that the wrestlers would get pissed. They're busting their ass in the ring, and there's a beach ball, you know, making the rounds in the arena. So it makes full sense that he would get pissed.
Why you spend your money just to fucking play with a beach ball?
It's $5, and it's a distraction.
No. You're spending money to get into that arena. You spent hundreds of dollars.
Because they want...
For $5, surfer, just to be dicks.
Maybe not even. They went to the Dollar Tree and got them, probably.
I don't care about how much the ball costs.
They want to make a statement. They want to make a statement. They want to make an ass out of themselves, and that's what it is.
Especially if you bought your ticket.
It was a mark.
They want to just make a statement, and they make an ass out of themselves. That's all.
So you wait to SummerSlam where the tickets cost more than, say, the average house show for you to be a dick.
Because on a house show, nobody's going to know.
Well, I would pop a pin in a ball if it came my way, just because I done spent $500-$600 for a nosebleed seat just to be distracted by a fucking beach ball.
You know you would. You serve. You are on one tonight, boy. You are.
He's surly. He's surly.
No.
Exactly. He's upset because his guy was in the curtain jerker match.
No.
Yeah.
I am not upset. I was highly. I thought this was a good night for the most part. I mean, there was some.
Well, Tony C, let's be fair. It wasn't the first match of the night.
Yeah.
It was three matches on the kickoff.
If he'd have been on the kickoff show, that would really let us know he was trying to get the hell out of there.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really know John trying to get the hell out of there.
That's going to be the next pay-per-view.
I think there's a money difference in the payoff between being on the kickoff show and being on the actual show.
I don't think
they don't do that no more.
They don't do that anymore, server.
You just got to be on the show.
Yeah.
So when No Mercy come around and that... At 7:00.
Yeah. It's time for the kickoff match. John Cena against Zack Ryder.
Oh.
He's trying to get
let's not forget the other fight we saw tonight.
Oh,
the
man.
Fight to determine who's the next colonel.
We talked about that during the pre-show already.
No pre-show, WLA.
Well,
what are you talking
about? Yeah. We talked about that earlier. Anyways... So,
we talked about on the conversation.
I will say this. Dean Ambrose, probably, I had two observations tonight. One being that Dean Ambrose wrestles in jeans, so he doesn't have to change his clothes after wrestling.
And, sweaty.
And two, as you guys are watching the wrestlers come out of the entranceway, okay, have you guys ever wondered... How is it that these people don't fight? Because they have to be all together at the entranceway waiting to come out.
You talk about the old days when they had the heel entrance and the baby face entrance?
Or you know, whatever.
You're saying they're waiting backstage at the same time.
They're waiting at the same gorilla. Door to come out, you know.
No, double. It's that stopped in like the attitude.
They walk to the entrance just when the music hits.
Because you remember how Stone Cold... I was watching SummerSlam 97 last night.
You know how
Stone Cold was walking. Yeah, they started that in the WWF. I get what you're saying, Goldberg though. Goldberg
walks from his dressing room to the entrance. They all do that. They just don't show.
That's fine. What I'm saying is you don't sit almost... there. You just don't sit there and think, you know, why would they...
Not jump the guy
exactly,
in the back.
Why didn't Shawn?
Because if you do that, then there's no matches.
Why didn't Shawn Michaels jump on Bret Hart? No, well, Sean went to the Marine first. So yeah. Brett should have jumped on Sean.
Well, I got another one. Damn, was it Hell or something?
I know y'all for screwing me.
It is just an observation, you know. That's why we got to have the heel and babyface entrance.
Nah, Brett was going to beat the hell out of Sean in the ring that night. That's why he got the hell out of Dodge.
Or at the very least, have the wrestlers come out from the left and the wrestlers come out from the right. Like, the same entranceway, but just have two doorways or something.
Yeah.
Well, see, you're asking about all this extra construction that's going to cost money.
Surfer.
No, it's just a black tarp, yeah. Surfer.
Just a black tarp. We're just talking about splitting the space in the middle in half.
Yeah.
Well, you got people like Bret Hart that like to walk up to the entryway with their family and shit, kiss them goodnight and all that bullshit. So they might get jumped on, you know.
Oh, here you go.
Here you go.
That's why your boy.
He did.
That's why your boy out there slaying chicken, damn it.
Brock, I know Brock ain't walking up to the in the back to the ex walking through thing with Sable walking beside him. See,
hey, all right, we haven't seen Sable's probably not even allowed in the building, man.
That's true. The ex is the extra. Was Tyson kid the other day? That we need to find out. Was Tyson there?
Who knows?
Nah, man. He probably got wheeled in. You know what I'm saying?
No. Did Natty call her Uncle Brett after she won tonight and said, "I finally did"?
She called Big E. That's who she called.
I am not a nugget. Woo! Poor Natty. She go coming out with the title. Her Uncle Brett gonna take it from her. You know what?
You go with some of that bullshit. Let's get back to SummerSlam. This is a Tuesday night.
Exactly. But listen, this is a SummerSlam related. What they having a barbecue for Labor Day, right? Natty's bringing the title over there.
They don't celebrate Labor Day in Canada, damn it.
Listen, Brett gonna take that title. They try to put it around this way. I look good, don't I? Cause I'm the best there is, the best of what?
What's the chance Natty lose the belt on Tuesday?
No, what's the chance she holds the Survivor Series? And they go screw.
I'll tell you, that's what the screw job gonna happen.
They go screw.
They gonna bring it up. They gonna have Brett. They're going to have whatever horse is still alive.
That's what's happening to Double A. I'm predicting it right now. Before we move on, Natalya will lose the WWE Women's title at Survivor Series by Screwjob. With Bray.
And Tyson Kidd going to be there.
Alright, well...
It always come at that damn crybaby Bret Hart. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Double A. Proceed.
AJ Styles retained the United States Championship against Kevin Owens. Match was okay.
It got too much in that whole Shane.
Yeah.
Pushing him around. And
Shane became a distraction in the match.
They trying to set up him and Owens. So.
Still, it still was a bit much. In a match that... shocked everybody, or at least the outcome. Jinder Mahal retain the WWE Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura.
He's the real world champ, Double A.
Well, they didn't have much of a build in this thing because he became number one contender like what, 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago.
So yeah,
there was no build, so they're gonna have their build now. And
Nakamura, they got almost a month in it. All over a month to build.
Now Nakamura is going to probably win the title on TV.
Yep, because they don't got a pay-per-view next month. So, and Jinder will get his rematch at the pay-per-view.
But he's got a, you know, he's a rare heir, you know what I'm saying? One of the few people to ever defend the title at SummerSlam without losing it. He's got what a...
That is true. The title do kind of change hands at damn SummerSlam.
So he's
and we ain't have no money in the bank. We had no money in the bank.
He took care of that too. Oh. Clean.
And Baron Corbin. So sorry for your mother.
His career is going down to. I mean, he went to pretty much going to main event to curtain jerker with Cena. How mighty have fallen.
In 3 days.
Yep.
And nobody wanted to see him be champion, so I mean they tried, you know, they you know, usually they give you the briefcase. They try to, you know, get you built up. It wasn't working with him coming out with that briefcase. Nobody cared.
He should have turned into more of a vicious heel. Once he lost the briefcase, like, he should have left Cena in a bloody mess after he lost.
First
of all, the idiot shouldn't be trying to come down getting into other people's matches half the time. He should be handling his own business when it comes to his matches. So, but he get caught up coming down.
But isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Take people out.
In the money, the bank winner.
Huh?
Is that what she's supposed to do if you money the bank winner?
No.
Come down, get no. in.
You come down to take advantage of the situation. But when he came down to the ring a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't to cash in. He came down to take out Cena, and then he thought, wait a minute, maybe I should cash in. Because he wasn't even thinking about that. He was about to walk away. He said, oh, watch the cash in, and then got caught going after Cena when he cashed in his title. So the idiot deserved to lose.
Well, if anybody saw the pre-show, he tried to say that John Cena was going to pay because
he stuck his nose in his
business. No, but he didn't say it right. He stuck his face in other people's noses. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, let's look back. Okay, he was feuding with Nakamura, and then he started coming down and attacking Nakamura, and that's not winning you matches. And then he attacks Nakamura after he beats John Cena, which he was supposed to attack during the match. That was going to cost John Cena the match, but they changed it and gave him a clean victory. And then he comes down in a fifth. That's still not winning the man matches. And John Cena chases them all. So he caught himself getting back at John Cena and coming down interfering in his match with Jinder Mahal. And then thought, now I should cash in after he then gave Jinder a few seconds to recover.
I just want to say, Double A, there's an Ironside marathon on Decades. I was watching earlier, too. Captivating TV. I'm sorry, Surfer. Go ahead. Finish your tirade, because you are on one tonight.
Uh-oh, my girl's back.
Serena. Anyways, Brock Lesnar. As we said at the start of the show, Brock Lesnar retained the Universal Championship by defeating Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, and Samoa Joe. Oh, man. So, what do you guys think? How was the pay-per-view overall? What do you give it?
So for the last couple finishes. Uh-huh. Did you sit and... You know, it could have been better. Like, I think Jinder should have beat Nakamura clean instead of the shenanigans.
How he beating him clean and he'll heal? That's how he beat everybody.
He could have hit him in the nuts.
That's not beating somebody clean.
Well, I mean, without outside interference.
But you kick somebody, you hit somebody in the nuts. That's not beating somebody clean.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Ray did it all the time. I'm just saying.
And he didn't beat him clean, and nobody would say he beat him clean.
Nuts, and the ref sees that, he calls the match.
Yeah. But that makes a good heel. They do it so the ref can't see it.
But it's still not considered a clean.
It's been a while since a heel heel beat somebody clean with no interference, no low blows, no nothing.
Yeah. Kevin Owens won quite a few matches.
Hell no. Jericho was always interfering in Kevin Owens' matches.
No, I didn't say he didn't. I said he won a few matches clean. I'm not even talking about his Universal run. I'm talking about when he was like when he had the belt. Was it the United States belt the first time or the Intercontinental belt he had the first time?
The U.S. title. No. Right. Intercontinental title, sorry.
It's hard to book a heel champion that's not a beast type.
Yeah.
Monster type.
I don't know. WWE's just making it difficult to book stuff in general.
Anybody.
Yeah, because they keep putting people four ways instead of making these guys fight.
I was thinking the other day that, you know, I was watching, I was watching something, and I said, geez, I would love to just see somebody come along and be a good mat technician. Now, I'm not saying WWE doesn't have any mat technicians, because they do, but it's been a long time since you've seen one of those, you know, technical matches where it's just a slow, methodical wrestling match.
A Malenko and who should not be named guy?
Yeah, Malenko or, hell, even Steamboat and Flair. you know, it could be anything. Could
Brett Known.
You know, just a good old-fashioned
wrestling match,
you know?
Good old fashioned time limit draw.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wrestling so good, they can't even get the finish out. Mm-hmm.
And now an Iron Man match has to be 30 minutes. To me, that's not an Iron Man match.
When did they have a 30 minute Iron Man match?
Huh?
When did they have a 30 minute?
They've had it a few times. Iron
Man. Yeah.
They've had it a few times on TV and this and that.
Yeah. I want a 60-man-minute Iron Man match.
60-man-minute.
He wants them to go to do a one-hour Broadway.
Yeah.
Like the old days.
You want a curtain broad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But here's the key.
Who's capable of doing a 60?
I'm sure there's a lot. Let me tell you something. I would have enjoyed... I would enjoy an Iron Man match, but without pinfalls.
Like, yeah,
go the 60 minute time limit.
Exactly. Go the time limit.
But the thing is, they don't have time limits no more.
That's the Bret and Shawn.
Yep.
Nobody even got a fall.
When the last time you seen a match end?
No, it was 0-0. It won a winner until overtime.
They don't have 10-minute matches or 20-minute matches anymore.
They do have them every damn week. They're like 5-minute matches.
No.
Yeah.
When they come out and said this match is a 10-minute time limit, and then maybe it goes to 10 minutes and they end the match, or the 20 minutes and they end the. They don't have that anymore.
Because Vince don't believe in wrestling no more. That's the problem.
The longest match on the card was the main event.
Yeah.
And it went 20 minutes and 45 seconds. Do you know what the second longest match on the card was?
By Cesaro and Sheamus?
Nope. New Day and the Usos. 19 minutes and 20 seconds. Sheamus and Cesaro, the Ambrose and Rollins against Sheamus and Cesaro went 18:35. AJ and Kevin Owens went 17:20. Of course, we talked about Randy Orton. That went 10 seconds.
Goldberg, yes, wasn't it?
I mean, Nakamura and Jinder went 11:25.
It only went that. It was that short.
Mm-hmm. Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss went 13:10. They went longer than than the WWE title match.
I'm just glad they got the belt off Alexa Bliss. They got to cool her little heels.
She might win it back tomorrow, so don't, you know.
Nah, I don't think so. They're going to start building the Bayley's.
Vince, when it comes to how he feels about Sasha Banks.
Nah, well, that was because Charlotte was on Raw.
Well, they got over a month to build toward No Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Or they could have Nia Jax come down, take the belt from her tomorrow.
Nah, man.
Double A, where is No Mercy going to emanate from?
Let's find that out right now. Let's see. The next WWE, by the way, the next WWE event to take place will be on September 12th. That'll be a Tuesday night. We will be live on the air for the finale of the Mae Young Classic, which will take place from the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Home of No Way Out, 2001, yep. Baby.
But the next big event will be on Sunday, September 24th, from Los Angeles, California, with No Mercy.
Staples Center?
From the Staples Center.
Oh,
so.
Oh, that's why John gonna be there, because it's at Staples Center, see? You know, he's gonna be in L.A., so he can shoot some commercials and stuff. Okay.
He coming down in a Colonel outfit. That's wicked.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. I'm just browsing around here on...
And where's ODB in this Mae Young Classic?
Who knows? I'm looking here because I hit a link and just passed it. It was in passing. They listed the top. This thing on Wikipedia lists the top 20, no, the top 15 WWE pay-per-views based on buy rates of all time. What do you think is the number one pay-per-view of all time based on buy rates?
What was it?
It had the most buys.
I know it was In Your House.
That was not an In Your House.
WrestleMania 30 or either 28 or 30.
I'll tell you this, WrestleMania 30 is not on there because that was the first WrestleMania of the WWE Network era. And I believe, let me see here, there's been, after the Network, there is no WrestleManias listed here.
Then I'd go with either 28 or 29.
Which ones?
28 or 29.
28 with 1.217 million buys.
Once in a lifetime matchup. Cena in the Rock.
Then WrestleMania 23 was number 2. 21 was 3. WrestleMania 27 was number 4. And WrestleMania...
X7 ain't nowhere on there.
What was that? X7 was number 7. Number 7. Mm. And the number 15 pay-per-view, 14 of them are WrestleManias. Okay? Number 15 is Invasion.
Yo, I heard that did real good numbers. The pay-per-view after Invasion didn't even do...
Pay-per-view after Invasion was SummerSlam.
And Invasion did better numbers than SummerSlam that year.
Yep.
People were down for Invasion. I think people were expecting one thing from Invasion and got another.
Yeah, they thought that was the big boys were coming.
We'll talk about more about pay-per-view buys and things like that, because the most anticipated pay-per-view, I guess, of all time will happen on Saturday. It will probably break all sorts of records.
You're talking about Floyd and McGregor?
Yeah, they can't sell seats to the actual fight.
Because ain't nobody paying $5,000 for nosebleed, surfer.
it don't
look good when you got the lights down and tarp covering chairs.
Right now, the highest grossing pay-per-view in terms of buy rate of all time was Floyd Mayweather and Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that did 4.6 million in a buyer rate.
Mayweather Pacquiao?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there won't no payoff for that fight.
And it was the same thing with Invasion. People were expecting one thing and got another. Okay, so. Yeah, this thing ain't gonna break records. May not break it in a good way. Big Show might put up a bigger fight against Floyd than what McGregor gonna do.
McGregor might knock his ass. I'm telling you, man, I just got a feeling, man, we're gonna get work.
Listen, if Thunder Lips could be Rocky, Conor McGregor, damn sure.
I wonder what the pay-per-view buy was for that one, Tony. See,
well, Thunder Lips versus
Rocky versus Mr. T against Clubber Lang.
You talking about the first time?
The first time. I wonder what their.
Listen, that pay-per-view, that buy rate was off the charts. You should be asking what was the buy rate for Union Kane versus Tommy Gunn.
What did Mr. T say to Rock in the first match?
What his prediction was?
Pain.
That's it.
All right. Coming up, here we got, I'll tell you, it was
in the ring with the handshake. Didn't he call him dead meat?
Dead meat.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, cities. Just to give everybody an update of what the cities we're looking forward to. We already said that LA is going to be housing No Mercy. Following that will be Hell in a Cell. That'll be SmackDown exclusive from Detroit, Michigan, in the new Little Caesars Arena.
We know what the concessions going to be shit that night.
New Little Caesars.
Everybody going home with heartburn.
I thought that this was pretty funny. And I'm sure it's true because I didn't see that it wasn't true, that the new Atlanta Stadium has a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
yeah.
And isn't the football games primarily happen on Sunday? when Chick-fil-A is not open.
I guess whoever working there. They're going to get paid extra if they're working in a dome.
I guess religion doesn't take place inside of a football stadium.
From what I heard, that Chick-fil-A will not open on Sunday.
So how the hell are they going to sell it?
I have no idea. So, anyways.
I guess.
Go ahead, Tony C.
I guess the SEC championship game is the only time you're going to be able to.
No, what you got to do, you probably got to go to the Chick-fil-A app and order your sandwich in advance, and they cook it up Saturday night, and then you just pick it up from somebody on Sunday who doesn't officially work for Chick-fil-A.
Ain't think it'll be open on the Alabama-Florida State game?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll make their money. Saturday. Yeah.
All right, so then after that, it's TLC. That's a Raw exclusive from Minneapolis on October 22nd.
Then we go
from the Tar J Center. Then we go to Houston, Texas for Survivor Series on November the 18th. And then we close out the year, which we don't know yet if this is a Raw or SmackDown event, but we close out the year on December 17th with the Clash of the Champions from Boston, Massachusetts.
It'll be Raw.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Raw.
Yeah. We also found out this past week that SummerSlam will be returning to the Barclays Center next summer. So we'll be back here next August, August 19th, 2018, for the fourth SummerSlam to be held at the Barclays Center. So
the 31st annual.
He's racking up big time money from SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
31st annual. And double A, I just want to say, I was watching WCW Nitro, and I'm just pissed off that WWE don't go to spots like Billings, Montana.
Billings, Montana?
Yeah, exactly. They was in Sioux Falls, Iowa. And WCW, if you're listening, you're missing a lot of good money out there in the Midwest, man. I'm just saying. Sturgis. Come on now, South Dakota.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Wheeling, what is it? Wheeling, West Virginia.
That's right.
What was the one in Wyoming? The Casper, Wyoming.
Casper, Wyoming. You took it from Salt Lake City, Utah. WWE don't never go to Salt Lake City.
They used to go a lot. They haven't been there in a while.
They don't go to Salt Lake City here recently. All them
Greensboro.
Of course.
They go to Denver, but then they don't go to Colorado Springs.
Yep.
Aspen.
But
WWE, if you're listening,
you're looking at saving money. Go to some of these cheaper buildings and some of these smaller WWE venues, you know?
Panama City is cheap in March.
Well, they used to have Bass at the Beach, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Daytona.
Oh, man. Let's start a riot down there. They go to Daytona, man. Sarasota.
Yep.
And WCW used to have it on Smash, like the Chitlin' Circuit. Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Macon,
Savannah.
Savannah.
Albany, Georgia.
Albany.
Didn't they used to go somewhere in Louisiana besides New Orleans?
Yeah.
Freeport.
There was another one. Hold on. Let me think about it. Give me 1 second here.
New Orleans.
There was Baton Rouge. There was one other place. Hold on. Let me think about it. Hold on.
Just on mute that one.
Oh gosh, not Shreveport.
Lafayette,
but I don't know. There's a few. There was another one. There was a very small Louisiana city that they would go to.
And they used to stay in those college towns too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go to Chapel Hill,
Greenville,
Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Asheville.
Rocky Mount.
No, they ain't never go to Rocky Mount. They'll go to Raleigh. They'll go to Durham all day. Flat strip down naked in Durham. Nashville, Tennessee. Louisville, Kentucky. Yep. Tupelo. Man, don't get me started. I go all over the WCW map. And then they go on the West Coast for Super Brawl.
San Francisco. And the Cowboys.
I've gotten a few house shows around here, but they don't tour.
A few house shows? What, in Virginia?
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about the WCW, the Scope, or...
World War III 96.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm talking about WWE lately.
Yeah, oh.
You know.
Man, they stayed over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all in Richmond.
Yep. And with that infamous night with R-Truth. Speaking about... Remember that night?
I'm talking about WCW coming up that way. I was watching Nitro emanated from Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
In the same pockets. And it used to be lit. Lit. Tony Schiavone used to say lit.
Monroe, Louisiana.
University of Louisiana, Monroe. Yep. And then we got, camp.
Then we got Jackson, Mississippi.
Yep. They go to Jackson.
Didn't they go to Birmingham?
Birmingham was always a stop.
Huntsville. Yeah. Didn't they go to Montgomery? They'll go to Montgomery for like a house show.
They would go to Montgomery.
They used to go to Augusta, right?
Augusta? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
WWE goes to Augusta. But anyways, Butte, Montana. I don't think they would go to Butte, Montana.
I don't think they've been to Butte. I've seen that one. They would go
to all the places up in the you know, far-flung areas of the Northwest. You know, Tacoma, Washington, and...
They haven't been in Alaska. That's where they need to go.
WWE has gone to Alaska, but they've never done a TV taping from Alaska.
Mm. Yeah. I just want to say, Vince, if you're looking to cut back on funds, because funds are funny.
Just go to a small venue. That's it.
Exactly.
And you'll Tallahassee would be at Lakeland.
Oh, Lakeland.
WCW used to always do TV in Lakeland.
Sarasota, right?
Not so much Sarasota. There was the infamous night in Lakeland where the power went out. But where was Beware of the Dog?
I had to be so proud. I'm hoping it was somewhere in the Midwest.
Beware of the Dog, WWF. Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
One and two.
Florence, South Carolina.
Florence, South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Nah, Florence, man.
Yeah.
That is sarkakalaki.
Well, anyways.
Beware the Dog.
Anyways, well, so what we're going to do is we're going to wind it up here because tomorrow is the first day of school here, which means traffic.
You got to get the kids out, huh?
Had to deal with the damn traffic, that's all.
We got to
You want to take young Jake to school?
No, he drives and he goes to college now.
Yeah,
college, that fast?
So he's gonna go do it himself now.
Yeah, I ain't heard from Jake in a long time. He's away at college now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? Before you go, I was in an FYE the other day, and they had large size bootios in there. I think it was like $30.
We know damn well he didn't buy it.
Surprised you didn't buy it.
Yeah, I'm not a cold cereal eater.
He liked porridge and cream of wheat and shit.
Cream of wheat's,
and grits.
Cream of wheat's too spicy for him.
He liked grits.
Probably. You like them, man?
Uncle Ben's grit.
Damn, Uncle Ben made grits? I ain't know that.
Yeah.
I've never heard no Uncle Ben's grits.
I've never heard that either. That's a new one to me.
Grits.
I know that the cream of I know, what is there a name for the guy on the cream of wheat box?
Hell no, he's just the cream of wheat man. You call him whatever you want, Earl, Satchmo, Willie,
Rufus.
Hold on, I never knew
there was a guy on the cream of wheat. I always thought it was some kind of like house or something.
His name is Frank White.
You just calling the hell the cream of wheat man.
What's the guy on the Quaker oatmeal?
He died in 1938.
Who's the guy on the Quaker oatmeal box?
Who, that white guy with that George Washington hat?
No, he's not. He's a Quaker, but I don't know his name.
I don't know.
The Quaker old man? I thought you was talking about Wolf of Brimley. Because then he used to be on the commercial.
Yeah, he did the commercials.
That's the one talking about diabetes, right?
He said the diabetes. Not diabetes. Come from
eating all that diabetes. Damn oatmeal. That's what happens when you get a lot of oatmeal, you get diabetes.
No, he ate oatmeal because he had diabetes. He had diabetes. To keep his sugar down. Keep the heart going.
I think it's funny that I'm reading an obituary for the cream of wheat guy. Anyway.
Speaking of bitches,
it's funny he had a name.
He lost the master of comedy, man, over the weekend.
I know. Jerry Lewis died today, 91. But at the end, he was a bitter old man.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man. Well, with that said, we'll see you tomorrow night for the sports report at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. The Shining Wizards will be live at 7 p.m., and then this program, The Rant, will be live at 9 p.m. following The Shining Wizards. Then on Thursday, brand new episode of Rant Wrestling. Friday, you'll get a live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And I believe they're going to be covering SummerSlam 1997. And And then
I know Doom called in for that.
Yeah, I think that's what they're covering on Friday. And then that's that. So, any final thoughts?
Nah.
No, we're good.
Rock's still on top.
He's still on top. Looks like he ain't going anywhere. But I guess we could find out what happens tomorrow night on Raw. That could change. That could change. With that said, for Dr. Doom, for Surfer, for Tony C, I am Double A. We'll see you Tuesday night on The Rant. Have a good night, everybody.